Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Help! We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 17 years. How about that? We got him right out of high school. He's chief economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. You know him as the guy who publishes the Small Business Survival Index, which he shares with us on a regular basis. He's the author of a number of books, including his avocation, so to speak, is as a novel writer, the Pastor Stephen Grant novel series, which as I think there's like 16 of those now, right, Ray? How many are there?
There are five. The sixth one is coming.
On the way. Welcome back, Ray.
Thank you very much. And we've got, of course, the Unleashing Small Business Through IP, intellectual property book that we've done through SBE Council.
Right. I have that one here, too. So, Ray, when I'm doing my forecasting activity and when I'm trying to impersonate a futurist, doing my best impression of a futurist, I look for
like a dartboard on the wall, and you just throw things
exactly.
At it. Okay.
I look for things that are happening that are especially whether they're working or not working, and then I look for what do I see that's going to change that? Do I see anything in the future? Can I look at anything that would be have an impact on this, like whatever it might be, politics or the economy or whatever it might be, and do I see anything that's going to change that? And a few years ago, I mean literally about probably 3, maybe 4 years ago, I started saying to people, I don't know if I ever said it to you, but I said it to other economists, are we in the middle of a lost decade economically in America? And I haven't found anybody to argue with me, and here we are now. I think that's come to pass. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the lost decade is the reality.
We used to talk about Japan, right, having a lost decade.
Right.
And we looked down our nose at them when we did that.
Yeah, no, you and I think alike, Jim. We've been writing about that as well. And when you look at, when this the past Great Recession actually started, which was in late 2007, and now you have this miserable recovery, that's exactly what we're in. We're in a lost decade. And quite frankly, you could make the case that, barring we had respectable growth in the middle year, three middle years of the aught decade, if that's what we're calling
right.
it. But you can really go back to, the beginning of 2001 that mm-hmm. you can say that the U.S., the numbers tell the story. U.S. economic growth, on average since 2001, has been grossly underperforming.
So we're approaching a lost generation then.
It's funny you say that.
Japan.
Yeah, when you say that, when I teach my MBA students and once in a while undergraduate students, they have no clue. They don't know what a strong
right.
economy.
They don't know what an expansion looks like, do they?
They do not. And when I tell them things like, there are periods where you have strong economic growth, a great recovery, where you guys will actually have you should have a choice of jobs rather than petrified of moving from one job to another or being stuck in a job where you don't feel like your income's growing. I said there are times where, you can have a choice of jobs and your income's growing and opportunities expanding, and they look at me a little bewildered, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad. That's sad for... It's not just them. They are unique in the sense that they've never experienced it. You and I have experienced it, which probably raises our blood pressure even higher because we should be growing.
And because I believe that what we're dealing with right now is not a condition that has to be. We're not talking about a condition that where the patient can't be cured. We're talking about a patient that won't take the medicine that could turn this around.
That's exactly right. It's not some inevitability. It's not, and unfortunately, you get various economists, a whole host of talking heads, many in the political arena that just are telling us this is the new reality.
Right. Well, see, I wrote my column 2 weeks ago was a letter to the president, and the title was "Mr. President, a recovery is not an expansion."
Great. Well, they are different things.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about this and some of the causes of this, folks. Folks, if you're one of those people who doesn't know what an expansion looks like, it's a beautiful thing. And we could be, America could be in an expansion right now if it weren't for certain things. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.